It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley and Warren Zevon here on 106.7 The Fan. Our guy Greg just texted us something to ask Jeff, who was the fifth team in the NFC East back before they realigned.
And Locked on Law answered it earlier. If Jeff was looking at the thread, he would have known.
Jeff, did
To be honest, I didn't even know there were five teams in each division.
Yeah, at first. I know.
And you know what my answer was to that?
What?
The Washington Redskins.
Wait, what does that even mean?
He doesn't say the Falcons.
Because that team is no longer involved.
They're the Washington Commanders now. So,
oh, you know, that's not a terrible guess.
Yeah, that is a terrible
guess. I thought it was a trick question. But and was it the Panthers?
Nope.
No. No, dude.
It was the Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
Oh, man. I wouldn't even have guessed that.
But look, the Arizona Cardinals was in the NFC East.
Here's my defense for Jeff. I'm going to try. How old? You 30 now?
Yes.
So how old were you in 2002?
2002,
I was eight.
In Jeff's defense, which is not a position I like to always be in.
But see, I don't.
They reorganized the divisions in 2002.
I understand, but that's my problem.
He was an 8-year-old kid.
But my problem is with people like you and people, young people like Jeff, they have every aspect of getting any information they want in this day and age, but they never have.
All right, B, let's be fair, though, man. Nobody is going to look up the divisions that were what the divisions
if
were and how
they were
aligned.
If you look at the history of your team, you go, why the hell they keep playing the Cardinals?
Until that was to come up. Like, I'm quite sure people my age and younger never even thought about the divisions.
Yeah, people your age and younger don't ever look up nothing.
Yeah, well, and I would mention,
what's the purpose?
Yo, but the what's the purpose is one of the dumbest things.
No, I'm talking about for the division thing. For the division thing.
It's just like to get to know stuff.
If there was ever something to not know and have it be pretty damn forgettable, it was the Phoenix and then Arizona Cardinals run in the NFC East. I mean, they were a doormat forever. Like, I don't know what their record was, but they were bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're supposed to remember them. When you start talking about how bad your team was for a moment, you got to think about how bad other teams were.
That's true. I tell you, things were a lot better when the Redskins were playing the Cardinals twice a year. I know that much. I wish I was a reporter back then, get to go to Scottsdale every year. But I'm not blasting you on that one, Jeff. I'm not, and that's rare for me. But they were awful, and it was 22 years ago.
Okay.
Do you appreciate that, Jeff?
Yes, I'll take
it. Well, I'm going to just give you a hint, Jeff. Sometimes look up stuff that happened before you were born or before you can understand it. And it broadened your horizon.
Well, like I sent B. Mitch this Instagram reel the other day. So one of the coolest things, whether you like Bill Belichick or hate Bill Belichick, I think you have to understand that he's just a brilliant football mind, right? And was he aided by having Tom Brady? Of course. Bill Walsh was aided by having Joe Montana. And I truly try to be a student of football. I'm a history guy anyway. Like, I typically read, like, historical books, all that. But I try to know football from beyond just what I've seen. And Belichick, I don't know, was it on McAfee? I don't know where he found this. But he was showing this video.
Yep.
Of
it was Ryan Clark.
It was the pivot, right.
Yeah.
Of
Walter Payton.
Yeah, but it was a college all-star team.
It was a college all-star playing the Super Bowl champions from a year prior.
The Super Bowl champions from a year prior in an exhibition game. And this they used to do this. And it was Walter Payton going up against the Steel Curtain.
And he was working them.
It was like Jack Lambert. I mean, it's all these guys you've heard of. And Payton is just working them, dude. And it was just so impressive. And so there is a lot of cool football I mean, I used to have to say this to Pete Haley. Like, there's a lot of cool football that existed. It's the stupid stuff where players now try to act like there weren't good players before. All of it. Like, what did they say in the NFL, in the NBA? Like, oh, everybody, you were playing against plumbers. Like, no.
No.
They were the best.
You're playing against the best.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, like, I would love to see that today. Like, people like to say it, but you get the college all-stars, and they play the Super Bowl champions from the year before. I would like to see it. Because we automatically assume that they'll get destroyed.
If I may, how, like, the actual logistics of that, how on earth, frankly, do you get the Super Bowl champion players to agree to that financially?
Hey, the
and hell, in the NIL world, how you get the college
kids? TV is making the money. Believe me, they could pay them. They could pay them better than what they're getting paid right now for a game.
So we got two games coming up in the next 2 days, right? Mm-hmm. Not today, but Thursday and Friday. We also have Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us in about 10 minutes here to start his picks that he does every year. We are fired up about that. I am fired up to watch football tomorrow night. I am fired up to watch football on Friday. And if you want to, you can hang out with us. We are kicking off a new season of Washington football this Friday from D City Smokehouse, located at 2nd and Florida Northwest, 203 Florida Ave, yes. Northwest. We'll be there at 10 a.m. I might even try to get there by like 9:45.
It's probably the time you go get there. 9:50.
Today got away from me a little bit. I'm
sitting there. I'm like, when the hell is he going to show up?
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
How do I smell today?
I don't smell people.
I'm telling you, I went to the gym this morning, and I needed to shave. So
why would you ask me how you smell? I don't smell you.
You always give me a hard time about not wearing cologne.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You act like it's not good to wear cologne.
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying I don't. I fully support everyone that wants to wear cologne, mm-hmm. except that stuff Jeff wears sometimes.
High karate.
Yeah. But I tried different deodorant today, and it has a scent. I'm kind of feeling it.
All right, man. Try you some cologne there.
No, it's like scented deodorant. Isn't that the same as cologne?
No.
You sure?
Hell no.
Landfill?
No.
Jeff?
Deodorant.
Are you really asking this question?
See,
scented deodorant.
Scented deodorant.
If
deodorant with the smell.
You might want to get scented. What's the new stuff all they got all in there? Not just my
Armpit. I've heard those ads.
You need some of that.
What's crazy are the ads
on a second,
that
JP.
Ladies are doing for those products.
Yeah. What kind of deodorant?
Stick down there.
What kind of deodorant have you been using? Like, what do you mean scented deodorant? Like, every deodorant is scented, basically.
Yeah.
So, one, here's a question for all you cologne freaks. If every deodorant is scented, do you really want to put cologne on? Are those two then not
competing
with each other?
First of all, let's be honest, dude. The scent on deodorant is not nothing that you are going to truly smell when you just walk by.
Here's the difference, then, Landfill, to answer your question. And I think I have a point about if your deodorant scented and then you put cologne on, like, you hope that the combination of those smells is good because you get two competing smells.
They don't have two competing smells. You're not going to smell that much of that deodorant, though.
Because the cologne's so overpowering. Landfill, normally, I'm a roll-on guy. I roll on Old Spice. At the gym this morning, though, they had the aerosol, and it was Right Guard, I want to say. So it's distinctly different smell.
You forget about the left? You don't want the left guarded?
I guarded both. I guarded both. All right, that was a good deodorant talk.
JP, you talk about deodorant like you're from the 40s and like scented and roll-on. These are all novelties to you that you've never seen before.
Oh, they are novelties to him.
You asked, normally I have a roll-on that I know what it smells like. This morning is different, and I feel like people should smell me.
Deodorant is normally an antiperspirant as well, huh?
Yeah, I always use
that. The way you be pitting, you need to go get something stronger.
I only really sweat when it's super hot outside.
Not necessarily.
I've been perfect since the weather got nice the last week.
That's not true either.
Feel me.
I'm going to feel your unknown. What the hell is wrong with you?
You're
I think you say some of the dumbest stuff in the world.
Look, hey, at least look. I'm not pitting right now.
I sit across from you. See that little white, that little cloud
that's
right there?
That's probably a stain, dog.
Yeah, that's that pitting.
Nobody go anywhere. Maryland Governor Wes Moore will join us next.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.